Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 show. We are the Land Grant Holy Land Big Ten podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jordan, and I'm here with my co-host, Dante.
What's up, man? How's it going?
It's good. I already told you this, but for the listeners, I grilled today. This is like the third or fourth time this year. And so really like the third or fourth time in a couple of weeks, it hasn't been that warm. But I'm dead set on ironing my apron and my sandals this summer.
My apron and sandals. I love to hear it.
Cause you know, last summer I told you I was gonna do ribs and I never did it.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm doing ribs for sure this summer, and then I just did salmon today for the first time. It turned out decent, but I was trying to follow the directions and it said 6 to 8 minutes, and it actually needed less than that. And it's my fault. Yeah. I didn't listen to the ancestors. Like, I felt like I should have turned it. And I was like, no, it says 6 to 8 minutes. I've never done it before. And I don't eat salmon. So I'm just like, I don't want to mess it up. It said 6 to 8 minutes. Should have listened to the ancestors. So it was a little burnt. Not too burnt, but it was a little burnt. So I'm not there yet. I'm going to have to do that a second time. But it was still edible. Still really good, according to, you know, my fiance who eats it. So, but no, I'm running my apron and my sandals this summer. Got to. I'm ready.
I should have been and got my apron and sandals, but it's all right. I'm gonna be okay. But I should have been had it by now. It's fine. You know,
it's time. Like, you know, like we're at the age we go to the family cookout. They might let us on the grill. Like, we're not like the kids that's trying to.
I think I told you my dad makes me get on.
See,
the
you know, what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's like, yeah. And I mean, unless you are a mutual friend on the grill. Every function around that I'm at, I typically grill. Occasionally, like when you had your old place, you hopped on the grill, like, you know, that kind of stuff. If it's not you, it's me. So it's like, and nobody's like,
we should have been got our stuff. I'm like,
I'm saying, you
know, like, I really want to know. Like, I'm really missing out on my sandals and my apron. I don't even care. The apron's fine. Like, I don't even need to get the apron. I could get the apron myself, but like, where's my sandals? I thought that was just hand delivered to you.
Right, you know, like the ancestors just dropped them off.
Yeah, like they just show up like the next time you go grill, like they're just there.
Yeah. So whoever, I need the sandals, but I need the Nike ones. I'm not. It's 2022. I'm not doing the leather. I'm not doing the full Jesus sandals. I need the Nike.
I got to do the full Jesus. I don't want to lose recipes. So I'm doing the full Jesus sandwich.
You know, okay, that's fair, but I feel like it's not losing recipes. I feel like we just because I'm still gonna have on the long socks, but I'm gonna have on Nike socks. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's like,
I mean, yeah,
it's, you know, I'm still gonna have on the long. It's gonna be good. It's just, you know, I'm gonna have a beer in hand, You know, somebody looking at you, how they look. You might want to turn out. You know, we're not losing recipes. It's just, you know, shoes change a little bit. That's all.
I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah. What's going on in your life?
Man, nothing. Really, honestly, nothing. Just like I said, I went out to Taco Fest earlier today because they had that going on down in Columbus. Tacos was pretty good. Not even gonna lie. Also had something else, but it was good. All the food was good. I had like maybe 6 tacos, pretty good. And then the margaritas were strong. I think it might have been cheap tequila though, but they were strong.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, they were heavy pouring, really. outside function.
I always get well tequila, well or house tequila. It doesn't matter. You're mixing it up. I don't need Patron. I'm not paying a $3 upcharge for Patron.
Oh, you had to, yeah, I mean, you had to pay for a ticket, so it'd be like, hand them 2 tickets, give me a margarita, something like that.
And, oh, you pay for tickets to get in, or you pay for drink tickets?
No, drink tickets.
Okay.
Drink tickets. It didn't last long, though. I mean, well, it did last long. It survived the whole weekend until about maybe an hour and a half before it ended at 8. Somebody shot it up. So,
oh,
you know.
God. Columbus.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but, hey, you know what? Like, they shoot everywhere, and I'm kind of impressed. Like, it went the whole weekend. It pretty much went the entire weekend. And I doubt somebody heard, unless somebody probably shot themselves because they just had the itching, you know.
So
summer's coming. It's been a while.
It's like, man, nobody been shot yet.
Yeah, like what? Nobody shot it up yet. Let me go ruin this. You know.
Yeah.
They've had their fun long enough.
Canton is much, much smaller. We have a lot less to do. But one of the big things that we do, which is also happens here, is a Rib Fest. We used to have that at a park, but the park was surrounded by 3 streets. Like, it wasn't, you know, there are like some parks that are in neighborhoods. This was like surrounded by 3, and one was like a pretty major street. So people kept shooting it up and getting away.
Wow.
Because it was crowded.
They could just take off.
So they had to move it into the middle of downtown, block off streets, and put like barriers and things up. So it's like in the middle, like it's literally in the middle of downtown. It's like a parade when they block off the street. It's in the middle of downtown. I'm sure people still shoot it up, but I think it's just harder to get away.
you get caught a lot easier. But I was leaving and I wasn't there while it got shot up. I was somewhere else, but on my way back, you can see they had blocked off the whole street to get there. I'm like, oh, this is serious. Somebody did shoot.
Like, I hate to see
they had a bunch of cops. Yeah, but you know, I'm happy it made the whole weekend. Like, they waited until like an hour before it closed for it to shoot it up. So I'm cool with that.
We appreciate considerate shooters.
it's wild to say. I'm not gonna lie. Like, but you know. They didn't ruin it on Saturday and early in the day. Like, you know, people was able to have fun.
True. Speaking of that, I think this is a good time to mention rest in peace and thoughts and prayers to the family of the United States' latest 2 mass shootings, actually.
I had no idea.
One was today or yesterday at a supermarket in Buffalo.
I think it was yesterday. And then there was another one
today at a church, I believe in California, but I don't want to say it wrong. That one's more recent, so I don't know too much information about it. I'm pretty sure they said 8 people were murdered.
Oh my goodness.
8 people were murdered in Buffalo. And, you know, it wasn't a hate crime, but he had the N-word written on the barrel of his AR-15. So, you know, it's not a hate crime.
It's coming from a place of hate.
You know, it's not a hate crime, but he went to a grocery store in a black area with the N-word written on the barrel of his gun. And so, in his 180-page manifesto, he talked about being racist, a neo-Nazi, and how everything is the Jews.
Wait, is that like Is that like public or media, certain media saying that it's not a hate crime? Because there's no way the police are already saying it's not a hate crime when it happened yesterday. Like, this can't be true.
He was a lone wolf who was mentally ill, of course. But it's not a hate crime, despite it was black people, despite the N-word on the barrel of his gun. So we don't have to get all into that. Of course, last thing, you know, obviously they arrested him alive. They arrested both shooters alive, of course.
Okay, so so he was the one, I think I saw the picture, he was in Army Fatigue or whatever. That's ridiculous.
Rest in peace to them. And I don't know the number, but the people who were shot at the church, and hopefully no one was shot or seriously injured at the shooting at Taco Fest. But if they were, thoughts and prayers to their family as well. Yeah. It is the summer, so gun violence is going to go crazy. I'm not going to get into that too much. I have my CCW and. I really struggle with it because it's like I have it really to protect my home, but the way people be acting, like I don't feel comfortable carrying my gun with me everywhere, but it's like the way people be acting, I really feel like I should.
I mean, kind of. Like,
I got it to protect my house, right? But it's like, so, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm not trying to get into no politics, any of that kind of stuff. I'm not trying to get into gun rights or why America's the only country in the world that, you know, has multiple mass shootings a year. We are here to talk about other things.
Hundreds.
So before we get into the show, let's talk a little basketball. Let's talk a little basketball. The finals, the conference
semifinals
are going to be decided today. We have two games. Well, one of them is already decided. The Eastern Conference Finals is the Miami Heat versus the Boston Celtics. And the other one's basically decided because it's a 30-point deficit at halftime. It looks like we're going to get the Warriors versus the Mavs. So, just overall thoughts, two rounds in, like likes, dislikes, surprises.
I'm definitely surprised with this Dallas lead right now. I truly thought Phoenix would end this in like five because Dallas doesn't play defense. Well, but this zone defense is killing the Suns, and I think that's just because they weren't prepared for it. I don't think it'll work that well in the Western Conference Finals because, like, the point of, like, they're we got the greatest shooter of all time, really, on that team.
And then you got his mini-me.
Right, and then you got, like maybe the third best. I think he's the second best shooter of all time. Klay Thompson.
I am a huge Klay Thompson fan. You know this because we got into this on our old podcast. I don't think the Warriors, everything being the same, I literally don't think the Warriors won a single ring without Klay. Even if they don't win the first one and KD still comes, I don't think they won a single ring without Klay. I think he is that important to what they do and who they are. And just like he did in game six, Every time they needed something, not just it happens a lot in Game Six. We know Game Six Klay, but every time they really needed a spark, whether it was for 5 minutes, whether it was for a quarter or a whole game, it's always been Klay. And that Finals run, there were games people like to forget it, but there were games and quarters where both Steph and KD were just garbage, and Klay kept them in it. And this game, they were losing. Klay went on a 10-point run by himself. Before Steph started hitting again, he scored most of his points in the first half, and then Steph turned it on in the fourth quarter. I think he had like 13 or whatever. Like, yeah, no.
Oh, another big fourth quarter because I missed that game because I was watching anime. I got introduced to a new anime and started watching it. I'm already like in the middle of season two when I started it. What that game was yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, it was yesterday, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So It was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday, so I made it all the way through to like the middle of the second season, and I'm like, "Oh, damn, basketball's on!" But I saw the highlights.
What anime is it?
Baki.
Ooh, I told you about Baki.
Did you? I think you did too. So I finally got into it. I finally started watching it.
because I really like Baki and Kenan Ashura, which are similar, you know, really like 700 pack dudes, super, you know, that's fighting.
They're ridiculously like built, but it's dope.
If you like Baki, watch Kenan Ashura next.
Okay.
It's also on Netflix. It's different, slightly different style, slightly different story, same genre of like really big fighters, martial artists, that kind of stuff. But it's really good. I like Baki better, but Kenan Ashura is really good. So
yeah, no, I because I've seen like clips and stuff on like Instagram and things like that. So I was like, I wonder what this. I couldn't remember what it was, and then somebody was sent me a meme, and I saw it, and they're like, "That's Baki. Go watch it on Netflix." Turned on Netflix and was hooked.
It's fire. I hate being like the defender of major corporations, but like everyone hates Netflix, and I find so many good things to watch on Netflix. Like they have good animes that I watch. Death Note on there, and. Yeah. They may not have like the leading series right now, like the stuff that should be on TV, although they do have a couple because everyone seems to like Ozark and some of the other stuff. But it's just like sometimes you just have to take a little bit of a chance. Like a lot of their like Hispanic, like their Hispanic section, so stuff that's either dubbed over, which a lot of people in America are just like, their mouths don't match up, I can't watch it. A lot of that stuff, amazing. Like they have a lot of really good things. It's just not always American based. It's always always in English, but it's not always American based. And sometimes you just have to take a chance. But everyone likes to watch like the one show that everyone's watching, like Snowfall, or they only want to watch old things. Yeah. Like things I that just, have, you know.
My thing with Netflix, because I know Netflix got a lot of gems. My thing is it's just the price hike. Like you guys get rid of shows people actually enjoy, and like, and then you're talking about raising the price and then stopping password sharing.
Yeah.
You're hustling backwards, like you're getting too big for your britches or something. Too much dip on your chip, you know?
Yeah. I think this is not that crazy of a thing. One or two things is going to happen. Netflix is going to fail, or Netflix is going to be one of the only ones to survive. And there's not going to be an in between, and it's because
Disney Plus is going to be the one that survives.
I don't think they're all going to die, but a couple of them are going to have to get bought out. But Netflix is either going to fail entirely, or it's going to be one of the ones that's going to survive. But it's going to survive for a similar reason to Disney, and it's because Netflix went out on a ledge and they started really, really going heavy on their own content. Building their own studio, making new things. And so like Peacock, Apple Plus has new stuff, I guess, but a lot of these ones like HBO Now, a lot of these ones that are really living off the nostalgia factor, like we just have all of the Batmans and all of the other kind of stuff. If they don't up their intake of new things, people are going to end up, because I mean, how many times can you watch Fresh Prince, right? How many times can you watch Golden Girls? Eventually they're going to get tired of it, and you have how many times can you watch The Office? Like, but you have Disney Plus that has all the nostalgia factor, but they're also coming out with the new movies and TV shows and all that kind of stuff. And then you have Netflix, who has lost some of the nostalgia stuff, but they keep coming out with their own content as well.
Yeah, I think that's what's like harming them, because they keep coming up with new content and they're bad at marketing that new content. Yeah. They're like you said, people got to take a chance with Netflix, where Netflix should just be marketing better. Yeah. So we know that. And then I think Netflix is going to die just because like they're talking about the cracking down on password sharing and stuff like that. They're just doing weird things that seems like they want to fail. And it's going to be just like Best Buy, where they think they're just too good to fail. And then what's that?
Blockbuster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna fail just like them, because they're just gonna think they're too big to fail. Because that's why Netflix was like, yeah, we could charge out $20-something for 4K. Like, no, I have a 4K TV. Give me 4K. Just give me. I should just have it. That's ridiculous.
But HBO's about that price.
I don't pay for
Stars.
But that's the thing. I don't pay for HBO, and they're not trying to stop people from sharing their passwords. So,
yeah. I mean, that, but that's what I'm saying. They're either going to fail because of this, but if they survive this, they're going to be one of the few companies that survive when Peacock and all of them have to start either closing or getting bought out, because it's just not going to last that everyone can have their own company.
Right.
The last thing on the Netflix end, I think it's hilarious that I think people complain too much because it's like almost everyone has Hulu, right? We're used to commercials. Peacock has commercials. Other things have commercials. They get mad that Netflix is creating a commercial tier.
And here's why. Because when I started Netflix, it was the same thing why people got mad at YouTube. Because at YouTube, there were no ads. Right. And like Netflix for the longest kept telling us that they would never do that. And right. Now they're like, yeah, now we're doing it.
But that's not exactly the case, that was
their selling point, that they would never do ads. That was the kicker.
It's lasted them so long, but
that's their fault. They need the money because they're doing things like this. Like,
that's fine, but what I'm saying is everyone's complaining about it, but what they're ignoring is they're not putting ads on the service you have right now. They're coming out with a brand new tier that is cheaper, mm-hmm. that has ads. So for all the people complaining about the price who already have Hulu, you could downgrade, have ads, and pay less. For the people who currently have it, it's cheaper. Like, that's the you could pay less. Because that's why Hulu is cheaper, because they have ads. You could just pay less.
But that's the thing. I shouldn't even be getting ads with my Netflix. That was your thing.
I feel like that's the people especially who complain about it's again, cold but in that's the winter. And then complain about the heat in the summer. Like, you're just going to complain no matter what.
But my thing is, it's like, I got to pay extra for 4K when you were giving me 4K beforehand. And were then...
Because everyone makes you pay extra. YouTube TV makes you pay extra for 4K.
No, Netflix was giving it to you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then you're talking about we're gonna crack down on password sharing and stuff like that, and now your shareholders and numbers went down because you're doing dumb things like this, so people stop subscribing, and now you're doing more dumb stuff to try to get a quick money instead of doing the long term thing like you were doing before.
Well, I think introducing the ad tier is a long term thing because again, it's cheaper. And people are already used to services with ads.
They didn't even need to raise their prices. That's the craziest part.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't really care that much. It's not that expensive.
Yeah. I don't even use Netflix. I barely use Netflix in the first place.
Netflix is the one that I use the most. But I don't know. I just think, while I agree the price hikes were crazy, they're not more expensive or that much more expensive than some of the other services like HBO. Like, HBO started out at $20. But ultimately, I just think it's funny.
But HBO has always been expensive because HBO was a package deal you had to pay for with cable. So
yeah. But it's just I don't know. It's just life. Everything gets more expensive. I'm more mad that they're raising rent than Netflix. I guess that's what I'll say. But end of the day,
I mean that's fair. And my thing is, I'm an equal opportunity hater. I hate it all. Why are we raising anything?
That's fine. Netflix, I don't even know how we got on this tangent, but Netflix is either going to fail. They're either going to fail, which is fine, because they just might, or they're going to be one of two or three companies that survive this. Because we're not going to have 8 or 9 separate streaming services. Amazon's going to survive because their money is not in their streaming service. It's just Amazon.
Amazon Disney Plus is going to survive. Thursday Night Football.
Well, that too. But Amazon is Amazon doesn't even need to make money off the video service because that's just a company. Disney Plus is going to survive again, largely because of the company. Actually, Disney Plus could fail. Keep coming up with new stuff. But Disney's always around. But Disney does like to cancel stuff. So you never know. They may just end the service. But Disney Plus is most likely going to survive. HBO is probably going to survive, again, because the company can afford it. And then there may be one more, but I think like Peacock, Tubi, all the other ones, like they're gonna go down. Like they're not gonna last, and it's just gonna be, is Netflix gonna survive with them or not?
I don't know. It might be the first one to go down, really.
I feel like. So, what's the one that's not Peacock? The other one, Paramount Plus. You couldn't even name it. That one's going down first.
I have Paramount Plus.
You're the only person I know that has Paramount Plus.
Really? That's funny. I have it, and it got SpongeBob and stuff on there. So, but so does Amazon.
Oh, I didn't know Amazon had SpongeBob.
Yeah, I believe so. I think
Prime Video. Bro, this game is at 39 points though.
Yeah, bro. I kind of just not caring. It's 40-point game. That's crazy.
Yeah.
On the home floor, he 0-7.
Yeah. We were going to talk a little bit more basketball, but we got into streaming services, so that is our tangent of the day. We're going to get into Ten stuff because somehow we're already 20 minutes into the show, and that just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Like, it's just like time just be flying, low-key. So let's break some news that we're not breaking, because by the time you hear this, it's been out for a couple of days. And we have a question to go with it. So the NCAA committee, or however it works, had their meeting, and they recommended that they get rid of the division requirement for conference games. We talked about this before, that the Big Ten and other conferences were looking to get rid of divisions. But you needed the rule to change. So it's been recommended that they change the rule. I think the official meeting to adopt new rules is either this coming week or next week. So first question, and I think we all know the answer to this, but what do you think that they're going to get rid of divisions and get rid of the division requirement? They're not going to get rid of divisions because individual leagues can still choose. But do you think they're going to get rid of the division requirement? And what is your thought just on should – the Big Ten have divisions? Should any conference have divisions for its championship? Your just overall thoughts on that?
So I do think they'll probably get rid of the requirement, because most of the fans don't really care for it. So, and if anything, money will drive them, and that's a money move. That's a money play right there. So I do think they'll get rid of it. Will the Big Ten get rid of divisions? Probably. Because most people I know who are Big Ten fans or just like Ohio State fans kind of agree that they should get rid of divisions in the Big Ten. You have said it. I've agreed with it. So I think they should. I don't know if they will, though. It'll probably take a few years.
Yeah, that's the kind of weird thing about it. They're saying that the ACC may do it as soon as 2023. But like really, really need it, like,
yeah,
because their thing sucks. So, and no one even knows who's in their divisions. Like, no one knows who's in the Atlantic or who's in the Coastal. So they may be doing it immediately. I do agree that the Big Ten is probably going to get rid of them, but for some reason, the Big Ten makes things everything harder than it needs to be. They may wait a couple of years to kind of see like what goes on with the playoffs or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do, but I do ultimately think they do get rid of them. It's really just about when. It would be great if they just got rid of them immediately.
Because this past season kind of showed it that they need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of it.
Because we would have had an Ohio State-Michigan rematch instead of Michigan beating up on Iowa. Now, the way that Ohio State played, there's no guarantee that they wouldn't have just beat up on Ohio State again. So we can't just sit here and say that it would have been better for sure. But I would have rather seen the rematch than them play Iowa.
It would have been more exciting. A more exciting matchup.
And there at least would have been, even if the game wasn't more exciting, the build up to it would have been more exciting. Michigan beat Ohio State for the first time in 10 plus years. They beat them in Ohio State, going to bounce
back to back. That'd be crazy. Yeah.
So then do it to make the playoffs, you know? So
Yeah. That would have been a much better storyline coming up than. Because I almost forgot. if it wasn't for this, if it really wasn't for, if it wasn't for this podcast, I would have forgot about the Big Ten championship game. I would have forgot. Because I just didn't care that much.
Yeah, it's kind of boring going into it. So, yeah, I definitely think they will. It's just, again, like, the Big Ten makes everything slow. But we don't know, because the Big Ten has their final Big Ten meeting or whatever at the end of this month, the beginning of June. And so we're supposed to hear at that point. We should hear about the TV deal, which is actually our next question, and some things like that. So maybe even if they don't have a year, right? Or even if it's not like 2023, maybe we'll hear that, like the leak that they're going to do it. They just don't know when, or maybe they'll put a year on it and say by like 2025, whatever. But I think that, I think the smartest thing to do, honestly, because it does determine TV contract, is to just do it at the start of the new TV contract. I don't
that's
know.
What I was,
I know.
That's what I was thinking would probably be the plan here.
I don't remember exactly when the contract will start. I know they're going to announce it this time, like in a month or so, whatever it's going to be. But whenever it starts is when they should, like, they should negotiate the contract with the assumption that we won't have division.
Yeah. Like, I'm not mad at that at all. That'd probably be the best course of action for this. And it'd be like that adds for the hype of the new television contract and stuff like that. Like, to start the contract, we don't have divisions, to be more exciting. Games are going to mean more. Like, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
They should go with that one.
Yeah. I agree for sure. So we're going to, because this show is going to be a little bit shorter than normal.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 Football Show, the Land Grant Holy Land Big Ten Podcast, the best Big Ten podcast around, if you ask me. I'm there. I think we're ready to say that.
Okay. I'll take that. I ain't mad at it at all.
Yeah, I think we're ready to say that. So, kind of tailing off the conversation we had before the break. Divisions and media deals. We both agree that they're going to get rid of divisions. We both think they should do it when the media deal kicks in. So the next question that we wanted to just talk about, and these are all not so much hypotheticals, but these are all questions that no one really knows the answer to. We're just giving our opinion. Which companies do you think are going to get the new media deal? So we've heard like Fox is going to have it no matter what. They're going to have a part of it, because they own half of the Big Ten Network, so they just have to have it. So,
good Lord.
Yeah, who's going to have the other half? As you think it's going to be. So there's just been a bunch of rumors, right? There's been rumors that, you know, maybe the Big Ten should get rid of ESPN, because ESPN went all in on the SEC, and they should have their own company. CBS lost the SEC, so there's rumors that CBS is going to want to get back in on college football. NBC currently doesn't have college football except Notre Dame, so they're saying they may want to expand. And then obviously there's Amazon, who is in on Thursday Night Football. They're expanding their coverage. Netflix has not gotten into live sports at all, but people are saying that it's only a matter of time before Netflix and Apple and different things get into it. So of the group, if we can safely assume that Fox is going to have at least most of it, because it would be crazy not to when you own half of the Big Ten Network. Who do you think? Is this one other partner? Currently, they're only on Fox and ESPN. Do you think they're the first conference to announce streaming rights? So maybe it's two partners with a streaming rights deal. What do you think, or what have you heard about what they're going to do?
So I'm gonna go off companies first. I think the two companies that probably have the biggest stake here in this would be ESPN and Amazon, just because of the money. ESPN has Disney money. Amazon has Amazon money. So, they have the biggest checks here. So I think they'll probably be the highest on the rank. I can see CBS getting there as well because of what you just said, losing the SEC. It's weird to me. I don't know what it is, but I think CBS needs to change their, like, camera quality. Is it me or do, like, when you watch SEC games, it just looks like the game is being recorded in early 2000s?
Yeah, a lot of people like CBS broadcast as far as, like, the people, or they
I'm not mad with the people.
I do not like watching SEC games on CBS. I think that's a nostalgia thing. I think that's some older people who are, like, really used to it. Yeah. I don't like watching SEC games on CBS.
It looks old. It looks old. And each year I'm like, yo, it's like 2020 something. Can we it doesn't look like it's in 4K. It, like, 480p. It really still looks like 480p. And I'm like, hey, come on, y'all. We're doing better. So I'd rather not have CBS do it. I'm not going to lie to you. Because if they're going to show Big Ten games like that, because even big games on the Big Ten Network, I'm like, yo, I know y'all have better broadcasting quality. Maybe I need to do something, but this broadcasting quality is terrible sometimes.
I don't know. I've never had issues with Big Ten Network.
It looks old to me too. Like I watched the Minnesota Iowa game once, and I'm like, why does this look so old? And like,
maybe 2019? They need to update their cameras. CBS definitely looks old. I've never had an issue with Big Ten Network, but I do think that when that game gets on ABC, you know, that's like, you know, that night game that's on ABC.
Because that's ESPN.
Fox is pretty decent. But ESPN's quality drops depending on who's it on. Like, is it on ABC? ABC's one, ESPN's two, and then once you get to ESPN2, College, like ESPN News, it just starts the quality just goes. If RG3 is on the broadcast, the quality's not good.
He's not CBS?
No, I keep telling you, RG3 is ESPN.
He is? Okay, all right, That makes sense.
That's why it makes it so hard to avoid him.
Yeah, I think it'll be ESPN or Amazon just because of the money. And I think Amazon might sneak in there and steal it.
Yeah, it's gonna be
because ESPN, you said with ESPN and the SEC, so I think Amazon might sneak in there.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I really don't know, because it's like, it really seems hard to imagine the Big Ten without ESPN being a part of it. And yes, they do have Disney money, but it's like, do they want, after spending so much money on the SEC, do they really want to put that much money into half of the Big Ten? But if it's not, I don't want it to be CBS. I don't care for NBC. Amazon would be interesting.
I'd take NBC over CBS.
I would too, I think.
I'll tell you that much.
The interesting thing about Amazon is Amazon already has a deal with not Thursday Night Football, Kirk Herbstreit. He's going to be calling their Thursday Night Football games.
Okay.
So they could get into college football and then just hire him away from ESPN entirely and have him lead their main college football game and their Thursday Night Football game.
That's fine. I mean, it's gonna be hard for me to watch Thursday Night Football games now, because how you don't like RG3 like that. I really don't like Kirk Herbstreit. Really don't. No, I don't.
I won't say that I love Kirk Herbstreit, but he does not bother me. I'm excited Kirk Herbstreit's on the game, but like, no, I don't hate him.
I truly sulk. And I know I gotta listen to Kirk Herbstreit talk.
That's like every big game ever, including the national championship.
Bro, every time I get so pissed, I'm like, bro, Kirk, shut up. I do not like Kirk Herbstreit.
That's funny. Yeah.
If you're listening to this, Kirk, I mean it.
I mean it. So yeah,
Ten toes.
I think it's going to be really interesting just to see which way they go with it. But I think they're in position to be different, right? Like, the NFL already kind of got into streaming a little bit with the Amazon thing, and that actually worked out. I mean, Amazon was doing games.
It was, it, I, yeah, it, it makes no sense because people have been doing it now. Like, people were streaming games. You could, somebody like I could, like, on my YouTube TV, just stream the game and just have people watch it with me. So, like, if somebody, I knew NFL was going to get on in on that at some point.
Yeah. And Amazon's been doing game for 2 or 3 years, allowing them to build up their actual, like, department to be able to do every single game. They've hired some big people, so that's going to be interesting how they do that. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't give a good answer, but I would say excited, but I am very interested, and we should know within a month. They should be releasing that information within the month.
The only reason why I would want ESPN is so they would do like on ESPN when they do have Peyton and Eli talking, or during during the Olympics and basketball when they had like the Diana and all them talking. It was college basketball.
They were so funny. They were hilarious.
Yeah, no, they were hilarious. So I think they, if that'd be my only reason to just have like, if it was like Ohio State playing let's say Michigan, that's the game that's on ESPN that day. You could have people from a few players from Ohio State and a few players from Michigan talking through the game. For like ESPN too.
My only problem with that is I think people are gonna overdo that, and I don't think everyone's good at that. I think Diana and Sue, was it Sue? No, it wasn't Sue.
I think it was Sue.
Yeah, I think they had great chemistry because they played together at UConn. And then they play together a little bit in the league. Peyton and Eli have great chemistry as brothers. I don't think you can just put random people on that and expect it to work. Like, my biggest issue with the Peyton and Eli thing, I think they had too many guests. Some of the guests, like Russell Wilson, great. Talked great football. Some of them were just distracting. Right, like, they were just distracting. Like, Kevin Hart was dumb. Like, so I think that hopefully now that they've done it and people like it, I hope they get a little more serious about it. Like, you can have a little fun, you can have some decent guests, but I still want it to be like football focused. And so that would be my only issue with like it too much. I think they're gonna overdo it. But it would be cool, like, if they could find a good, like, consistent team, or a good two consistent, like, however, even if it's not affiliated by school, some players, I think, like, maybe, like, I think that'd be
that perfect. Played in the
I think that'd be perfect for some young guys who want to get into the league. Like, do you watch so you've obviously watched games on Big Ten Network. I think Joshua Perry would be great at that. So just some young guys trying to break into media who play college football, I think would be good. But just like throwing anybody out there, I think they could get bad really quickly.
Because I think, what's the name from because he's on ESPN and he was at Michigan.
Which one's that?
He does College Game Day, but I think he was a receiver or a DB. He won the Heisman.
Charles Woodson,
or him? You could do him. Yeah, we could. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have people who do commentating, but they play in the Big Ten. So then, like, you'll have them talk during games, and like, if you could. You could either do a set team, or you could do different players or different people from every few games.
Yeah, I would prefer Charles Woodson over Desmond Howard. I think Desmond Howard's a problem. But I think Charles Woodson is good. That's my other thing. That's the other reason why I could be cool with ESPN not doing the Big Ten, is because they have too many clowns. They have too many people who try to make it about themselves. And I understand some of broadcasting is doing that. But, like, there's just too many people who try to make it about themselves or act like they're too smart. And I think that's maybe why you don't like Kirk Herbstreit. Because, like, bro, I understand you played football, but you played football 100 years ago. And Kirk Herbstreit has said, like, some really stupid stuff around, like, the NIL. And he said something last year that he had to apologize for. So, I think
– I don't remember, but I'm sure – I believe it.
Yeah. So
– And that would be my only thing with the Amazon, is just Kirk Herbstreit. But it's fine. I have no problem watching it on silent.
I mean, okay. So next thing. Will the Big Ten change their stance on the playoffs? Technically, we don't know their official stance. It's only rumors. But we've heard from multiple sources, I guess you could say, that the Big Ten stance is they want automatic qualifiers for conference champions, where the SEC does not want automatic qualifiers for conference champions. So, obviously, that and maybe and a couple other things delayed playoff expansion. This is really just an opinion question because there's really no way to know. But do you think the Big Ten changes their stance on playoff expansion?
Probably not. Oh, playoff expansion?
Yeah, and how they want it to look.
Probably not. I think the Big Ten is a stubborn, very stubborn conference. Because I don't even think the SEC is going to change their stance. I think this is just going to be a thing for a minute. And I think the NCAA is going to just have to come in and make a decision on their own. I don't think the Big Ten is going to change their stance.
So the NCAA doesn't run the playoffs, so they can't make a decision.
Oh, see, yeah, no, see. Yeah,
it's run by the Division I Council.
Right.
Or whatever it's called.
And I think this is just going to be a stalemate, honestly. I think it's like, you know how people, or like how I've complained about certain things about 2K that just needs to be fixed and they never do it every year. I think that's what's going to happen with the college playoffs. Like, we're going to complain about what needs to be fixed, but it's just never going to happen.
So I think they'll change their stance.
Really?
But I don't know if they'll change it because they want to. I don't know the reason why either. I think the SEC is going to bully them into it. Or they're going to realize, which kind of goes into our last question, that it makes, like, they don't need it, right? It's like the Big Ten's trying to protect their interest, I guess. But it's like, you're the Big Ten. You're always going, your conference championship, your conference champion is always going to have a bye. It is always going to have a bye. You are not the Pac-12. You are not the AAC. You are not these other schools. You don't need to act like that. So I think they'll change. And one reason that kind of gives me hope that they'll change is something happened towards the end, and like someone, the commissioner or Gene Smith, who is Ohio State's AD, essentially was just like, when we think about what's best for us, we don't compare ourselves to the ACC or the Pac-12. And so it's like yeah, we're you don't, because you're not in the same level as them. So hopefully that acknowledgement leads to further acknowledgement and them stopping doing stupid stuff like this, you know. So
I hope they change their stance. I don't know if they will.
And I can't
say at least not anytime soon.
Well, it doesn't, if soon doesn't even matter so much because they can't change. Yeah. They can't do it now until 2026. But they'll have to have a decision in the next year and a half so they can plan for it.
I can't believe they just didn't think about doing more than four teams in the first place. They should have seen that coming, that this would be a bad idea.
I think it was one of those things that they didn't know if it was going to be successful or not. So they just took the...
Which makes no sense because people have been begging for a playoff type of system.
Yeah, but there's still people that complain and want the BCS. You'll never make anybody happy. I think they're just trying to be as risk adverse as possible. But I can't believe they did it anyway, because like, who agreed to four when there's five conferences? There's five power conferences. And they're like,
that's what I'm saying.
Essentially they were like, no conference thought that they would be the one that was left out.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
It should have been eight.
At least six.
Yeah.
But okay, so on to our last question before we get to our pit stops. And this kind of goes into the playoff thing. Do you think the Big Ten has a good niche? Or do you think they should act more like the SEC?
What do you mean by act more like the SEC?
So the SEC acts like it's a power conference. They wield power and decision-making. Essentially, for no other way to put it, they swing their dicks around. When things need to be changed, when like the SEC is like, we're the SEC, we're the best conference. I mean things like the playoff expansion, right? Like the SEC is like, we're trying to get as many teams in here as possible. if we have three teams that are better than your conference championship to conference champion, we want to be ranked 1, 2, 3. We don't care about your automatic bids. We don't care about anything like that. Just kind of like, I don't know, essentially like swinging their dicks around more, like just being like recognizing the gap between them and other conferences and being more aligned in that. Not that they have to agree on with the SEC on everything, but just kind of like, you know, acting bigger and badder and more like you don't really care that much about your opinion because we're the Big Ten.
Well, yes, I agree. I think they should, but because I've already said several times that they need to stop acting like victims when they're the Big Ten. Like, you're the Big Ten. Act like it. You're the Big Ten. You have the game of the year. You have the rivalry game of the year. Like, yeah, like SEC might have Auburn and Alabama, but it's nothing like the game. So they definitely should act like the SEC more. Y'all should act like y'all have more power. And you probably get a lot more done, but or get a lot more what you want instead of what's the word? Just stop. You're bigger than what you are. You're just as big as the SEC. You're just as good. Yeah. You send as many players to the NFL. You've had more, because I think that's about the same. We're just two teams out of the Big Ten who made the playoffs since they've started doing the playoff thing, right? Ohio State and Michigan.
Michigan State made it too.
Oh, okay, then yeah. So you've had three teams, and I think the SEC has had three teams. Alabama, Georgia, LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that is it.
Because the other teams have been Oklahoma and Clemson.
Yep. And there was the one year that Washington was in it.
Yep. That's it.
And then Notre Dame has made it.
Yeah. So
yeah. Wow. That's crazy. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. You're just as big.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, I don't think that they need to agree with the SEC on everything.
No, not at all.
Like you said, they need to stop playing the victim on certain things. And I think sometimes they're just way too focused on, like, being, like, kumbaya, holding hands. I want everyone to agree, and I don't
want to hurt anyone's feelings. They're like the Democrats of college football.
SEC gets
things done. And Big Ten pussyfoots around, for better terms of words. So
I mean, most of the people in SEC country are Republicans. So
I'm just saying. Look, they're Republicans are crazy. They get the stuff their people want done. I'm not gonna lie, like they get stuff done. So I mean,
whether you agree or disagree, they get
stuff done
at all points in time.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that they're kind of like the Democrats. Like,
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. And I think that, like, yeah, I mean, and it's like, again, you don't have to be the SEC, but you need to stop, you know, always trying to make people feel good. It's like, that's worse, because at least the SEC knows it's a bad guy, right? But, like, everyone hates the bad guy that pretends to be a good guy. And it's like the Big Ten, you make more money
than you're the bad guy.
Despite all the national championships and all that kind of stuff. But the other thing with that, and this goes into, you know, my fire coaches rant, you can't be a bad coach in the SEC. You'll get 2 years and they fire you. The Big Ten is this happy-go-lucky, like, I mean, even the bad schools fire coaches. Auburn's fired their coaches. Tennessee literally risked NCAA investigation to fire their coach for free.
Kentucky, Florida, SMU, yeah.
Florida fired their coach. Yeah. Florida fired their coach 2 years after he won the SEC East.
Yep.
Like, you cannot be a bad coach in the SEC. And then the Big Ten has a bunch of bad coaches that they keep extending contracts and stuff. And I just think it's from the top down, they would be better. Like, the Big Ten should just be better. It just, like, not that it needs to be the SEC, but it should be better. I think getting rid of the division is going to help.
It should know that it's better than what they're trying to do. I think they know that. They know they can do more than this.
Some people know it, but not a lot. Because Iowa definitely doesn't know it, which is why they won't fight. And I hate to say it like this, because obviously we're both black and black players and things like that. Iowa had a chance to fire their coach. Like, if you didn't think you could fire him for cause, right? Like, if you didn't think, like, he's winning too many games to be fired, but you wanted a change because his offense is stale and his defense is stale or whatever, you could have fired him when all the players claimed he and the program were racist, and that the strength coach, who was then hired by Urban Meyer, was racist. That was the perfect time to be like, hey, coach, you're in your 60s. Retire. Instead, they weathered the storm. Then they gave him an extension. So they're going to have the same boring offense with a coach who won't fire his son until he decides to retire at freaking 80. Like, the Big Ten is so weak. It just is. Well, not all of it, but, like, certain schools are so weak. And then it's like, you have other schools who are really, really trying. And just for whatever, like, Rutgers is trying. I mean, they may never get there, but, like, Rutgers is trying. you know how I feel about once they get rid of divisions. I think Rutgers is going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
You just can't do that. You have to play Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, and Michigan State every year. Like, it's hard. Like,
it's not fair.
So
it's not fair.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think in a lot of different ways. But I will say this. I don't like everything the Big Ten does. Everything the SEC does. So not that there's an in-between, because I need them to just understand that they're a bad guy. I just need them to, like, not go full evil villain, you know? Like, you can be, like, an asshole and just be, like, an asshole, and then you have, like, evil villain. And SEC's bordering on evil villain, you know? Just be the asshole. Just be the asshole. Like, that's it.
We'll see.
That's a nice little spot to be in.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm cool with just being them staying as the asshole, but who knows? Who knows? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So
the Big Ten should be acting better. Like, y'all know y'all better than that. Stop acting like that. Stop acting like the ACC. You are the
literally.
Stop it.
There would be a lot of things that went better if the Big Ten and the schools acted like that instead of, you know, whatever. But let's get on to our pit stop so we can wrap up the show. Mine's really quick. I don't have much to say about it because it's not a basketball podcast. For those who are new, if this is your first episode, our pit stops are when we take a second away from the Big Ten and we talk about whatever we want to. I will keep saying throughout the offseason, you're going to be like, but you already spent 30 minutes talking about something that wasn't the Big Ten. That is not what happens during football season. We go on our little tangents, but we reel it in because we have so many games to talk about. But it's the offseason. Yeah. But our pit stops are typically a breakaway from the Big Ten. It can be sports-related. It can be un-sports-related. Me and Dante love sports, though, so 9 out of 10 times it is sports-related. It's just not the Big Ten, and sometimes it's not college football. My pit stop, and it's going to be very quick because it's not a basketball podcast and I have nothing else to say. James Harden's washed. He's slow. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have – Father Time is catching up to him. But most importantly, he's probably been washed for a couple years now. They changed the rules so he can't get those cheap fouls where he was getting like 15 free throws a game, and now he doesn't even look good. He took two shots in the second half of a game seven, and then had zero accountability and just said, oh, we ran the offense and the ball didn't get to me.
Get back, James, that was blowing my mind.
And I know you can't play revisionist history, but Dante, we've been friends for a while. You know I said this when it happened. James Harden should have never gotten that MVP over LeBron at all. But there was LeBron fatigue, and they gave it to him, and he reached this upper echelon where people are saying he's a top five player in the league and all this other kind of stuff, despite the fact that he could never win a playoff game.
I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Jalen Rose or Stephen A. Smith, but he said the best thing that happened to James Harden was also the worst thing that happened to James Harden, and that was winning MVP.
Yeah, and I can't remember.
It's the exact same thing for Russell Westbrook too.
Yeah, and it's crazy because times change, but they didn't win it because LeBron was like the fourth or fifth seed or something like that, and then they just gave it to they just gave it to the Nuggets, to Jokic, who was like the fifth seed or whatever, and got bounced in the first round. And it's like times have changed because like literally 5 years ago, whenever it was, they didn't want to give it to LeBron because he was the fourth seed and they said he didn't win enough. And they gave it to James Harden.
Here's my thing. The one thing with Jokic, because I know people bring up his record, but compared to Giannis and to Embiid, he had the same amount of wins.
Yeah. So I want to clarify. I'm not saying that Jokic didn't deserve it. I'm just saying that the thought process of giving it to someone who wasn't the one or two seed has changed.
It has.
But yeah, that was not me saying Jokic did not deserve it. But because he has been balling, and he played the whole year without his number two guy. So
no, and what's the name? The third option went down early too. But James Harden is washed, and I don't think it was Father Time that's catching up to him. I just think his poor habits are catching up to him. Mm. His metabolism is catching up to him.
All that putting on that
water weight or whatever to look big and look slow. It caught up to him.
And my thing is like
he was already a big dude. He was kind of big in OKC. He just worked out. He stayed in shape.
Like not everyone needs to be Kobe.
No,
but you
are a professional athlete. Like come
stop
on,
stop hanging out with little baby.
It was the same thing with Luka. Luka said he was like, I was out of shape last year. I was fat and out of shape. I didn't work out at all. Yeah, we know.
It's crazy because now that you say that, Luka does look pretty slim. I mean, he's still always going to be a big dude, but he looks a lot slimmer than he did last year.
Yeah, because he worked out. He worked out. And that was James Harden doesn't work out. And now that has caught up to him. And the fact that he doesn't want to work, he's never wanted to be the main guy for real to win a championship. And I noticed that when he came to Houston, when he got to Houston, and he was like, and I think it was, I don't know if it was the Spurs or whoever knocked him out, but that series let me down. And I was like, yeah, he has never wanted to be the guy to win a championship. He wants to win one maybe, but he doesn't want to be the guy.
I'm not sure that he wants to win one. Like, I'm not saying that he doesn't, I've always been on the understanding that everyone's like, every single athlete wants to win. Da, 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 da,
nah.
Da. No. Mm. Some of them are some just dudes okay really just being millionaires or being famous, going into strip clubs, dating all these women, having notoriety.
I think Ben Simmons is one of those players where he's cool with being a millionaire, playing basketball for a little bit, but he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's why he wants to go to L.A.
And the thing with Ja better not stop putting in work, boy. I'm telling you now. Because Ja started to get some celebrity. Moneybagg Yo is giving him chains. He's taking photo shoots with Lil Baby. He's talking a whole lot of trash on Twitter. Like, Ja better never stop working. Because he's already borderline going to be Derrick Rose. And the instance is you just can't play like that and expect to have a super long career. So I, again, this is not saying that I'm seeing a lot of Ja got famous and people crowning him with chains and Memphis Legend and all this other kind of stuff. And now he's talking. And it's like, hey, bruh, you struggled with the Timberwolves and you should have lost. That's cool that you pushed the Warriors, but you was getting pushed by the Timberwolves. You should have lost that series in five. So
yeah. So like
I'm not even gonna get into Zion, but
I don't know about that. I don't know what's going on there, and
he doesn't like to work out.
And I already said that I don't think
he don't take basketball serious.
I already said I think he's going to be a bust anyway.
Yeah, we said that day one. So yeah, that's fine. James Harden's washed. It's sad to see.
It's really crazy, the Nets and the 76ers both lost that trade.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it to me, though, right, is me and you, I think we're both intelligent. We both watch sports.
Thank you.
But it's like, are we really smarter than the people that run NBA front offices. Because here's the thing. I know a lot of people disagree with you.
I am. Because I'm 100% sure I would have never made the trade for Russell Westbrook. Yeah, I'm smarter than some I promise you, I have been smarter than every GM for the Kings. I don't care.
Yeah. And it's crazy to think that these people are making millions of dollars to do this. Because here's the thing. There are multiple, I don't remember how you felt about it, but there are multiple, I know our old co-host disagreed with me. There are multiple people who disagreed that Kyrie, KD, and Harden wouldn't work. And I told everyone from day one it would never work and it wouldn't be for basketball. I was like, first of all, basketball is not positionless. And there are positions and they have just grade. Your center can shoot threes. That's not positionless basketball. You still need a center, right?
Yes.
Even if it's 6'9 PJ Tucker. Even if it's 6'9 PJ Tucker or Draymond Green, he is doing a center's job. Yeah. So it's not positionless. So that's one reason I didn't think it was going to work. I think that their styles are a little too similar. They're all ball dominant. But most importantly, first and foremost, I said it would never work because there's not a leader in the building and they won't have chemistry. And everyone just watched it. Basketball is positionless. They're so talented, it doesn't matter. And then they didn't hire a real coach. Like, no disrespect to Steve Nash, but they didn't hire a real coach. They should have hired Tyronn Lue. Not that he's the perfect coach, but at least he knows how. Like, if Tyronn Lue can tell LeBron to shut up and go watch film, he can tell anyone. But they didn't want someone that was going to do that. They wanted someone that was going to coddle them because they're all soft, in my opinion. So I kept telling people, and everyone was just like, no, they got talent. And it's like, all sports are about chemistry, but basketball more than most. You need to know who's hot and to be selfish, selfless. You need to know when it's your time to be selfish. You need to know which player likes the backdoor cut, which player likes the screen, where do they want it to, like chemistry matters. And this is not backyard basketball where you can just go out there. And these GMs said they can do it, all this other kind of stuff, trade all this stuff, pay all these salaries. And it's like, things don't work. LeBron does not need a ball-dominant point guard. Because as much as you say, as much as LeBron says, I want to start ball-dominating, I'm going to get
the
ball.
He's been lying about that for years.
He's not doing that.
He's been lying about that since, I think, the last year in Miami.
He needs a guy who can play off-ball and then be the point guard when LeBron's not on the floor. That's why Kyrie was perfect, because Kyrie can play off ball. He can catch and shoot. But when LeBron didn't want the ball, or when he was on the bench, you can do it. That's why Buddy Hield would have been good. That's why re-getting Lonzo was good. He doesn't need a guy who needs the ball all the time.
Keeping Alex Caruso instead of signing Talen Horton Tucker. Like, you know, I told you, I promise you, I am smarter than Rob Pelinka, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely smarter than Rob Pelinka. That was easy. But yeah, so my short pit stop turned a lot longer than it was supposed to be. Right. So what's your pit stop?
I just wanted to highlight that the NFL season schedule came out. A lot of teams were really creative with displaying their schedule. So, like the Chargers. Who else was Carolina? The Panthers and the Lions was pretty good, but I'm just happy we're gonna go to Indianapolis this year, see the Steelers and Colts play. It's happening.
Yes,
it's happening.
I don't know why we always play the Steelers. It's like every other year. It doesn't make
sense.
This is the first time in God knows how long that it hasn't been in Pittsburgh. That game is always in Pittsburgh, and it's always late in the year. And I'm just like, bro, I do not want to go stand out in the cold in freaking December. So it's still cold. It's like the last week in November, I think, but it's in the dome. Yes. So
yeah, it's a Monday night game too, and I'm happy. Oh, that's cool with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take off work. They'll get over.
They'll be all right.
Man, we're gonna go out probably like Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Take Monday and Tuesday off. Just work Wednesday and go back to work Wednesday.
100%. I might not take Tuesday off because I get one work from home day. I get one work from home day, so I may make that on Tuesday.
Okay.
It depends. It's November. We'll see how I feel.
Right.
Wait. Is that Thanksgiving weekend?
No.
Okay, I was, I was gonna say, would we have those days off anyway?
No.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it's November 28th.
Because that wouldn't make sense. Which is right after.
No, but that'd be, even if it was, that'd be right after Thanksgiving. So we still wouldn't have those days off.
November. It is the 28th. That is that Monday.
But that's the Monday after. So we'd still be back at work.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We'll probably have Thursday. It's depending on who you are. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'll definitely just take that Monday and Tuesday off. Yeah, give me 5 days. Let's do it.
That's easy. Spend Thanksgiving with the family. Okay, so we can spend Thanksgiving with the family. Yeah, I think we should go out there on Saturday because I'm gonna want to watch the Ohio State game. So we have to go out there before the Ohio State game's at 12. Always against Michigan, so it doesn't even make sense. Go out there either late on Friday or on Saturday. Stay out there. Yeah. Smooth. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm excited that the schedule is released. Everyone knows that football is my main sport. I prefer college football, but I love the NFL too. And I've never been to a Colts game. I actually went to my first NFL game ever last year. I went to a Browns game. And I don't know where the Browns stadium ranks in all the stadiums, but I will say I was surprised at the viewpoint. Like, I did not have the best seats in the world, but I could see the field great. Like, that's the same thing. It's the same thing for the Lions stadium because I went to the Kent State, Northern Illinois. It's like I could see everything. And it's like, so I don't know if every NFL stadium is like that, but the two that I went to, you get like really good views of the field, even if you're far away. I mean, I wasn't in like the top level, but it still wasn't like great seats. And I could see all the action without struggling a little bit too much. So I'm excited to finally go see a Colts game.
I have been to Brown Stadium because they were like two HBCUs. Schools playing football there, so I went to that game, and Browns viewing the game, Browns got one of the best stadiums, but I think it's still mid tier
as far as like amenities, location, all that kind of stuff. Like that.
Yeah, it's mid tier. But this will be my first NFL game. Oh, they're about to get in a fight. Mm-hmm.
They lost by 33 points, bro.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. But this will be my first NFL game ever, and I'm excited. I got my terrible towel. I got my jersey ready. I got to fit in my head.
Yeah, I have a Colts jersey, but I may buy another one. I have a Darius Leonard jersey, which I'm most likely going to wear. But I may buy a Jonathan Taylor or a Kenny Moore jersey. So
I might buy another one. I might get a TJ Watt jersey. I have a Najee Harris, so we'll see though.
If I want another defensive guy, I may get a DeForest Buckner jersey. I'm not going to have that many because I'm not really a jersey guy, but I got this one for free. I won it in a contest. So I feel like it's only right that I buy a jersey. You know what I mean? So
I want a TJ Watt and a Troy Polamalu jersey, and then I'm cool buying football jerseys.
Yeah. So I'm going to get, we'll see. If I get a third coach jersey, which I probably won't because that's just unnecessary, it would be Bob Sanders.
I'm not mad at that.
Gotta have a Bob Sanders jersey.
Yeah.
For sure. But all right, so that's it for us. We're going to wrap up the show there. Somehow we still got over an hour. And like, we just behind the curtain, we hopped on this thing and was like, we have nothing to talk about.
Quick and short, man. Quick
and short. And we talked over an hour. So that's what we do. But yeah, as always, thank you for traveling I-70 with us. We appreciate it. Please leave a review and a 5-star review and mention Dante and I. You can find me on Twitter at JordanW330. Dante, where can they find you?
DanteM10216.
Thanks for the listening. We'll catch you next week. We'll